On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Cool echo in here. Echo, echo, echo. Can you hear it? You probably just hear that song by the Smiths, which is fine too. Okay, anyway, we're gonna just have to work with this. I'm in an echo chamber, and as far as you know, that's what's going on. Okay, there's a story. It's from last week, but I really want to mention it before it gets 2 weeks and 3 weeks ago. Massachusetts was ranked the number one state in the country. I think that's very important. It was a U.S. and World News report. It's great in academic achievement, the healthcare system, and a strong economy. Okay, it ranked near the end of, 45 and 47, I think, for transportation and commuter time. So, yeah, the traffic is bogus. I know Miami was also bad when I was there, and L.A. is horrible. But, Boston's bad. So, anyway, I think that's pretty amazing that we're number one. We're number one. We're number one. And I didn't look up who's number two or any other number, 50 even. But you know what? I'm guessing it's probably Mississippi at the end of the line. They're at the end of every line for every category, it seems like. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe West Virginia beat them out this year. I don't know. But really, think about it. I don't want to live there. Anyway, also, fresh in the news, fresh off the presses, the CIA may be spying on you through your TV. Let me just say this about that. People are going to still watch their TVs. No one's throwing out televisions. I'm not sure how exactly they could do it. And even if they can, you know what? Big deal. So they're watching us watch TV and laugh and scratch ourselves or make out with somebody. I don't even know. But if that's what they're doing in the government, I'm a little disappointed. I'm not even going to think about it. And I don't know who in his right mind would think about it. They talk about your phone can do it as well. I remember a couple of years ago when no one I knew, some people I knew, would not download Facebook Messenger. Because when you sign on, there's all kinds of disclaimers. And they said you give it permission to access your camera, your recorder or something, your contacts. You're giving it all kinds of permission, but think about it. When you put a picture on Facebook that you've just taken with your phone, that's how you give it permission. If you didn't, you would not be able to take the picture and put it on Facebook, I'm pretty sure, with your phone. So it's just simple, a simple agreement, that you're giving them. Yes, you can do that. I think people get way too carried away about it. You know what? Facebook, I'm sure, can read our messages. Unless you're plotting to overthrow the government or some horrific crime. I don't think they care about the soap opera drama. No one cares about you. Stop it. Get over yourself. All I do know is that I think I mentioned this on a podcast with Ron a long time ago. Your laptop does have a little camera. And I suppose your Kindle, what do you call it? Your iPads now have those as well as your phone. So you might want to put a little piece of tape over it if you're that worried. And I think I saw once Mark Zuckerberg even doing it. He put a little tape over his laptop. So if he's suspicious of it, he must know something. He must know there's a way to do it. And they would be more likely to look at Mark Zuckerberg, of course, or Bill Gates or anybody like that before they'd look at you or me. So I never do that either. Maybe I'll be famous. They'll video me and put me in a congressional hearing or YouTube and I'll go viral. I don't know. Great. Knock yourself out, CIA, if that's how you choose to use your time. I think it could be better spent, but hey, whatever. Okay, do you remember something called a ViewMaster? This was a fun toy. You'd hold it up to your eyes and you would have like a little cartridge. It's hard to explain if you don't know what I mean, but you can easily Google ViewMaster. They've had them since I was a kid, I think before I was even born even. They go way, way, way back. I remember as a kid going to my grandmother's house, and that was one of the highlights because she had a piano, of course, and she had a little toy drawer, and she had a ViewMaster. And I remember the slides that she had. One was of Niagara Falls, and I just remember this really, the falls at night with colors like pink or purple or something, magenta, and it just struck me. I would love to get that slide again. I'm going to get a ViewMaster, and I want to get the slides of Niagara Falls. She had other ones. I just can't remember what they were. Probably like the Grand Canyon or places around America. Nature places. Things like that. Yellowstone maybe. But I definitely remember Niagara Falls. So I did look online and I'm trying to price them. And it's $10 or $20. I don't know. It's a luxury item right now. It's something I'd like to get or at least borrow someone's and just kind of check it out again and go down memory lane. Don't you want to do that without spending all kinds of money? Wouldn't it be great if you could just borrow something and then return it? I guess that's called renting. You rent something and for a while. Okay, can I rent someone's ViewMaster? I think that's silly. I think something like that, if you have a friend, they should just let you, you know, hold it in your hand and look at some slides. And wow, that's the least you could do as a human being on planet Earth. Really? Okay, just be nice. Don't rent things that you can do for free if it's simple and it's a friend. You know what? Then you're a cheapskate, and I don't want to even know you if you have to do something like that, a simple little thing for a friend or an acquaintance. You want to charge them money? What's wrong with you? I've actually known people like that, and I'm shocked to say, and I don't know how they live with themselves. Is money more important than anything else? Anyway, back to the ViewMaster. I just would like to do that. I don't want the new ones. I'd like to get the old. It's like a beige color. It's square. They made new ones that are red and rounder and more for like young kids and things. But I want my Niagara Falls and my 1960s ViewMaster and slides. That's all. Okay, something else I'd like to talk about is when I'm the passenger in a car. Okay, you know what that's like. You're not driving. Get it? You're the passenger. It's, you know what? It's really simple math. Okay, I get this uneasy feeling sometimes when I'm a passenger. Not just that I'm out of control. Like, I mean, I'm not in control, rather. If I'm driving, I'm in control. I know what's happening. I can brake. I can accelerate. Whatever. I started noticing, and this has been going on a while, but it happened again the other day. So I'm just thinking, when you're going to a traffic light and it's yellow and you're going super, super slow, I'm like, you're really going to stop, huh? Or if it's a green light and you're going so slow that I'm like, oh, it's going to turn yellow before you get there. And then you're going to stop on yellow. I'm so nervous. You know what? I just drive. I've gone through red lights. I go through yellow lights. That's nonsense. To stop at a yellow light, I don't even know what that means. Okay, it just means go slow. So it doesn't mean stop. Red means stop. Yellow means go slow. That's never changed, you morons. And I don't mean you're a moron. I just shouldn't say that. But you know, some people are. I mean, hey, let's just call it what it is. However, the point is, I get nervous and anxious, and I wish they would just go faster. Why do people have to drive so slow? Some people, not all people. If you go in the speed limit, I guess that's okay. I like to go a tiny bit faster myself, and I get antsy when people go slow. I feel like I should get out and run. It'd be quicker. So I just mean, if you're a passenger, you know what I mean. You feel me, brah, right? It's just, it's different. It's not a very good feeling. And I haven't driven in a while, actually. I've been being driven around. And you get used to that, too. So I'm not saying I'm out of practice. It's like a bicycle. But I haven't needed to drive, I guess. It's fun to have a car and drive, but I don't, so I don't. Hey there again. So my daughter was saying that my Swedish accent was German. I don't know. They're very similar. When you're talking like this, I don't know. It seems to me it was Swedish. I don't know. She says this was German. Is the answer very similar? Okay, I don't know. Anyway, that's just, you know, it's late. I'm tired, whatever. It could be either way. Maybe it's Austrian. I don't know. Let's split the difference. She also said, I'm not as old as the hills. I'm older than the hills. Harumph. And another thing I thought of. You know when you choke when you're like drinking something or eating something? I feel like such an invalid. I feel like, how did I get this old and I can't manage to do a simple thing like swallow food? I don't know, but it's been plaguing me for many years. I don't know. Some years it's been worse than others. I feel like I've almost got, it's behind me now. But then, sure enough, just the other day, and that's why I'm bringing it up, because it's fresh in my mind, okay? I started breaking it down, okay? Let's think about this. I think the problem might be that I am concentrating too much on eating or drinking, okay? That's making me choke. I think we're supposed to just do it naturally because it's a reflex action. So if I feel like I'm being watched or anything, it still happens when I'm alone, but I don't know. It's just like this pressure. I'm thinking too hard. How can I swallow this? I also noticed that I have to drink things a certain way. If I tilt my head back, I'm going to choke. So I can't do that. I can't drink out of certain bottles or something. It's just not, if they're down near the bottom, the way I tilt my head. Again, I'm overanalyzing and I feel stupid sometimes. How am I, did I get along this far in life and not have choked to death? Because it happens and I wish it would stop happening. And I don't know why it is. And the more I think about it, the worse it gets, I think. Hey, did you notice something? I notice a lot of things, okay? That's what this whole thing is about. Got it? Watching the Oscars. Justin Timberlake looks like Hugh Jackman, okay? Why are they not in a movie playing brothers or something? Okay? That needs to happen. Make that happen. Yep, Tori's pet peeves. Oh, what peeves me right now? Oh boy. Okay, this is a new one. I know a lot of them have been like years dogging me. Okay, but here's something I just observed. How about this one? Okay, how about this? People who eat potato chips on a bus. Okay? Stop it. What is wrong with you? Do you know how loud that is? First you got the crinkling bag. Then you got your chomping mouth. Do you have no consideration? Yeah, there's no smoking on a bus. There should be no chewing loud food on a bus. Okay? I mean, does that really even need to be said? It's bad enough if you're watching a movie. I don't even know about a movie theater, because that's a nightmare when you go to those places. Unless you can sit by yourself somewhere. If you're near any other humans, you're at their mercy. Okay? They're chewing and chomping and, I don't know, potato chips, popcorn. You know what? The last time I was at a movie theater, like a year ago, there were nachos and food and chicken smells. And I was like, you know what? I had just eaten too. Do I need to come to a place where I'm smelling food? Can't we just watch the damn movie? Why does everyone have to stuff food in his face? Why? You know that? And when you're at home watching movies, people, let's make a snack. Let's do it up. No. Once in a while, maybe. But does it have to be every time? That's how you're going to get fat. That's a ritual of making fat people. But the bus thing. Yeah. Also, Greyhound buses. Okay. They're ghetto. Yeah, go on one and look around, man. Things are falling apart. Okay. Things are taped back together. They're cracked. I saw a light bulb taken out and replaced with a dirty Kleenex. I don't even know what that means. Okay. I should have taken a picture. It was unbelievable. What does that mean? I don't know. It means don't take a bus, because when you get to that bus station too, I swear somebody's going to pick your pocket. They're the shadiest looking bunch of people at bus stations. Okay. You don't believe me? Go look. And noticed also that the post office in the South is super slow. Now, the post office in the North is also slow. So, I mean, but you know what? Actually, the post offices in the North are a little bit quicker, because the people there tend to try to move a little quicker, it seems to me. And down in the South, they really just take their time, their old sweet time. And I waited 20 minutes to get up to the counter, and there were two postal workers working, okay, in the South. And I'm starting to gripe. You know how I gripe sometimes on here? Well, sometimes I do it, my mouth runneth over in public. And I'm just standing there, bad mouthing the South a little bit. Laid back South, all right? This is Trump's America. Because, you know, he put a freeze on hiring of federal workers, didn't he? So that means if your post office people want to quit or call in or anything, you ain't going to be able to replace them, is ya? No. You can't do it, because they're not, like, necessary or flying, like, military airplanes that drop bombs and things. So we don't need them. Any federal employees, okay? Hiring freeze. Okay, there'll be one person working at the post office next time you're there. One lone person, and you got to take it. You got to bend over and take it, man. That should have been my pet peeve, okay? But you know what? That's like life, okay? The South is slow and backwards. The North is fast and grouchy and rude. I mean, they're sweet as pie in their slow ineptitude. And we're fast and efficient, but ball busters. So, I mean, hey, take your pick. Notice my voice is getting edgy. I'm getting an edge to my voice. I know why. I know what day in the month it is, okay? But I don't want that. Okay, I don't want to be edgy. I'm trying to be mellow. I think I need more lavender in my life, because lavender is de-stressing. I need to amp up on the lavender. I've got the candles and the room spray and the air freshener and the dryer sheets, hand lotion. I've got a lot of lavender going on, and maybe I need more. I don't know. I'm not saying I don't, but hey, you know what? I ran into some Amish people not long ago. Very nice people, I just want to say. They wear little outfits. They look like Mennonites. Actually, I thought these women were Mennonites. And I said, are you Mennonites? They said, no, Amish. Oh, so I was confused. I said, well, maybe you can explain to me the difference. I was super nice and they were nice to me. Verna and Amanda, shout out to you girls. Okay. They live in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Dutch, obviously. Hello. So I said, what is the difference between, you know, they had their coloring books. They're probably 20 years old when they're coloring, because you can't have handheld devices. I don't even know what to do. A radio, nothing. You get a coloring book. Although I used to like coloring books, and I probably still do. So I was almost envious of their little coloring books with a colored pencil sitting there on the bus doing that. Yes, it's more bus stories, whatever. But the difference between Mennonites and Amish, according to the Amish, is that the Mennonites use modern appliances and things, drive cars and whatnot. And I think that's true. I saw what I believe is a Mennonite in upstate New York coming out of her house to check her mailbox. I think there was a car in the driveway. I also met some Mennonites in Maine. So maybe it's like a northern New York, New England-y thing. I don't know. But they all wear those little bonnets, and they're usually women. I don't know what a Mennonite guy looks like, although there was a man with the Mennonites at the bus station sort of escorting them. And later when they got off the bus, I observed people observing them, and there was one creepy-looking guy. And I already talked to these girls, so I was, you know, I went up to him, "Hey, Amanda, just so you know, don't talk to any weirdos, any people, rather. Just don't talk to people. You can't trust them." She goes, "Oh, that's okay." I said, "And stay together. Don't separate." And I'm looking out for these girls. She's like, "Thank you. Thank you, Victoria." They know. They're good. Somebody's hipped them already. But I want to just reiterate, you know, especially at a bus station. As I explained before, bus stations, seedy, seedy people. You put these girls in bonnets there. The looks they were getting, I don't even know. I would just carry mace. I don't know. Is that, you can't, Amish can't carry mace. Never mind. But that also made me think of something else that I noticed. I noted it because I noticed it. That's how I do this. I note things down. I send myself texts to remember, write myself a note, write it down. I'll forget. I noticed that I am nicer to foreigners than I am to Americans. There's probably a very good reason for that, but it's been ongoing for many decades. And it just came to my attention. I went, "Really? Do you do that?" "I do that." I said, "Doo-doo, huh?" But the Amish girls I was very nice to, because it's not that they're foreigners, because they are from America, but they're foreign to American ways. So you see, it's kind of the same. I love accents and hearing people from different parts of the world and where are you from. And that's fun. And sometimes I even know how to say, "Hi, how you doing?" in their language. It makes them feel nice. And I've talked about that. Anyway, the point is, Americans, for the most part, and I'm not saying all, of course, for the most part, are just boring. They don't care about culture. They just want to watch television and go on their handheld devices and drink. I don't know. Foreign people, they're just more interesting. They come from different places. They're more cultured. They wanted to come to America and learn our ways. And I don't know. I just find foreigners to be more interested. I'm nicer to them. I'm more patient than people from America. And that's all. I just noticed it. Was thinking, those carnival rides, do you go to carnivals? Do you trust them? I don't think I trust some of those rides. And a good reason would be that the carny people are not exactly very trustworthy looking, are they? They're shady. I don't know how technically savvy they are to put these rides together correctly. You know what? I think a lot of them do drugs. I hate to be judgy, but I think it's a thing. Or drink, or whatever. But mostly drugs. So if they were to have an accident, I mean, what do they think? "Oh dear, this might hurt my reputation." Right. They don't care about you or me. And maybe not even themselves. Thus, a problem. So, if you take a shot of whiskey and you follow it with pickle juice, you eliminate the burn. It's called a pickleback. You're welcome. Okay, anyway, my son has a dachshund. How do you say that? Is it a dachshund or a dachshund? He's got a little one. Oh, she's so cute. And every time she hears me, she starts to come toward the room. If I sneeze in the room, She runs to the door, like she thinks I'm calling her, because I'm the sneeze echoes in here. And she thinks I'm calling her. She comes to the door and wants to see me. Yes, dogs like me usually. I've even had a pit bull lick my face once. This pit bull worked in a junkyard and his name was Terror. And you may know this pit bull if you know anything about Brockton. And this dog loved me. I have a picture of it. And I used to be terrified of pit bulls. And as a matter of fact, I still am. But there are exceptions to rules. This dog was so sweet to me. Okay? Yes, there might be a problem with the breed, you know, and people could train it and do train them to be vicious. And that's wrong. But I don't know. This dog, it just blew my mind. I was under the apprehension that all pit bulls were very mean until that pit bull licked my face and was so affectionate. And I trusted him. And that was unusual for me. But I was told, hey, by the owner, he's a great dog. And I don't think someone's going to really lie to you. They might say, hey, that dog might bite. Be careful. That'd be the knowledgeable thing to say if you don't know. Please don't tell someone this is a dog is fine, it's great, it's my dog, he never bites, never does anything, if there's a possibility. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Why would you chance that? This pit bull was great. I miss that pit bull. But I still don't think I'd ever have a pit bull because there's something deep inside me that says, I don't know. It just says, I don't know. I don't know. We got through an entire show without talking about Donald Trump. I just did it though, didn't I? I just blew it. That's fine. I don't care. I think I might have mentioned his federal hiring freeze. But you know what? Basically, nothing to talk about. Nothing to see here, folks. We're going to take a break, take a week off from talking about him, as a matter of fact. That's for sure. However, I will be back next week. I thought I would be back this week. I think I told you I would for the ECAT show, but we had a little problem, so we're not going to do it this week at all. We're doing it next week. Next week, for reals, for sure, Ron and I back together in the studio, podcasts, ECATs, you know, meerkats, all kinds of cats. And we're going to talk about Donald Trump, because by then, if the world is still spinning, and it will be, there'll be more to talk about. There'll be some awful thing besides Kellyanne Conway sitting on the couch like a weirdo. So there'll be things that'll happen. Okay, let's find out. Let's find out together, shall we? Let's unpack it. Okay, the way we need to unpack his brain, which is a very complicated thing to do, apparently, because it's just a mess in there. Bunch of cobwebs and things, and I don't know. Anyway, that's all for now, and I look forward to next week when we're gonna resume our regularly scheduled programming. Until then, peace. Gone, daddy, gone.